The compliant prayer this blessed day is offered to Christ, my King and God, beseeching him to forgive me my sins. From the Psalms of our Father David, the prophet, and the King, his blessing be with us all. Amen. Out of the depths I've cried to you, Lord, Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. I say more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Alleluia. Lord, my heart is not hardy, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I concern myself with great matters, nor with things too profound for me. Surely I have commonly pardoned my soul like a weaned child with his mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever. Alleluia. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty God of Jacob. Surely I will not go into the chamber of my house or go up to the comfort of my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyes until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty God of Jacob. Behold, we heard of it in Ephrathah, we found it in the fields of the woods. Let us go into his tabernacle, let us worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, to your resting place, you on the ark of your strength. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy. For your servant David's sake, do not turn away the face of your anointed. The Lord has sworn in truth to David, he will not turn from it. I will set upon your throne the fruit of your body, if your sons will keep my covenant and my testimony, which I shall teach them. Their sons also shall sit upon your throne forevermore. For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired it for his habitation. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There I will make the horn of David grow. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. His enemies I will clothe with shame, but upon himself his crown shall flourish. Alleluia. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It's like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Alleluia. Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord, Lord, who made heaven and earth. Bless you from Zion. Alleluia. By the river Bala, there we sat down, yea, we remembered Zion. We hung our harps upon the willows in the midst of it, for there those who carried us away captive were required of us a song, and those who plundered us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her skill. If I do not remember you, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, against the sons of Edom, the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it to its very foundation, O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed. Happy shall he be who praise you as you have served us. Happy shall he be who takes an edge of the little ones against the rock. Alleluia. I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praises to you. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth, for you have magnified your word above all your name. In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. Yes, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord is on high, yet he regards the lowly, but the proud he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. Alleluia. Lord, I cry out to you. Make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I cry out to you. Let my prayer be set before you as incense. The lifting up of my hands is the evening sacrifice. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the doors of my lips. Do not incline my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men who work iniquity, and do not let me eat of their delicacies. Let the righteous strike me, it shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me, it shall be as excellent oil. Let my head not refuse it, for still my prayer is against the deeds of the wicked. Their judges are overthrown by the sides of the cliff, and they hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the mouth of the grave, as when one plows and breaks up the earth. But my eyes are upon you, O God the Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not leave my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and from the traps of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while I escape safely. Alleluia. I cry out to the Lord with my voice. With my voice, O Lord, I make my supplication. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then you knew my path. In the way in which I walk, they have secretly set a snare for me. Look on my right hand and see, for there is no one who acknowledges me. Refuge has failed me. No one cares for my soul. I cried out to you, O Lord. I said, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise your name. The righteous shall surround me, for you shall deal bountifully with me. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord of my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His spirit departs, he returns to his earth. In that very day his plans perish. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widow, but the way of the wicked he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God is Zion to all generations. Praise the Lord. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant. And praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises on the harp to our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains. He gives to the beast its food and to the young ravens that cry. He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes. He casts out his hail like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and his judgments to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise the Lord. Alleluia. Holy, 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 the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the evangelist, apostle, pure disciple. May his blessings be with us all, amen. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior, King of us all, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the living God, unto whom is due glory forever. Amen. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to God forever. Amen. We worship you, my Lord Jesus Christ, with your Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have come and saved us. Have mercy upon us. Amen. Behold, I am about to stand before the just and righteous judge, terrified and trembling because of my numerous sins, for a life wasted in worldly pleasures deserves condemnation. So repent, therefore, my soul, as long as you dwell on this earth, for the dust in the grave cannot offer any praise, and among the dead no one can remember, nor can anyone in Hades give thanks. Therefore, arise, my soul, from the slumber of your laziness, and implore the Savior in repentance, saying, O God, have mercy on me and save me. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Were this life on earth everlasting and this world ever existing, you would have had an excuse of my soul. But now, if your wicked deeds and repulsive evils were to be exposed before the righteous judge, what answer would you be giving while you are lying in the bed of sins and negligent of disciplining your body? O Christ, our God, before your awesome seat of judgment, I'm terrified. And before your council of judgment, I'm dreadful. And from the radiant light of your divinity, I tremble. For I am a wretched and defiled person who lies in bed, careless of the ways of my life. Yet I take example of tax collector's penance, beating my chest and saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Amen. Now and forever and unto the age of all ages. Amen. O pure virgin, overshadow your servants speedily with your help. Keep the waves of evil thoughts away from me, and raise my ailing soul to pray and watch, for it has gone into deep slumber, for you are a capable and compassionate helper, the mother of the fountain of life, my King and my God, Jesus Christ, my hope. Gracious is the Lord, keep us from this sin this night. Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our Father. Indeed, you are exceedingly blessed, and your holy name is full of glory forevermore. Amen. Let your mercy, Lord, be upon us, just as our hope is set on you. For the eyes of all look expectantly to you, for you give them their food in due season. Hear us, O God, our Savior, for you are the hope of everyone, and you, O Lord, shall keep us and preserve us from destruction forever. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your justice. Blessed are you, O Lord, make me understand your laws. Blessed are you, O Lord, lead me in your righteousness. O Lord, your mercy is everlasting and endures forever. The creation of your own hands, O Lord, do not reject. For you are my refuge from generation to generation. I ask, Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy on me and save my soul, for I have sinned against you. Deliver me, O Lord, from you, I take shelter. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. With you is the fountain of life, and in your light shall we see light. In your light we see light. Let your loving kindness continue to those who know you, and righteousness to the upright in heart. You are worthy to receive all blessing and praise and glory. O Father, together with your Son and your Holy Spirit, who is and who was since the beginning, and who is to come, the eternal and ever-existing God, amen. It's good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praise to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, was born the Virgin, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, was crucified for us, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, both now and always, and to the age of ages. Amen. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, forgive us sins, O Lord, pardon iniquities, O Lord, forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, visit the secure people, heal them for the sake of your holy name, our Father, and brethren, our fall asleep, O Lord, close the souls. O you who are with us, and have mercy upon us, and us, help us to accept our praise unto you, for glory, dominion, triple honor, and due to you, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, love us, amen. Make us worthy, the Lord, to pray to you, thankfully, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hail to you, we ask you, Saint, full of glory, the very intelligent Mother of Christ. Lift up our prayers unto your beloved Son, that he may forgive us our sins. Hail to the Holy Virgin, who has brought forth into the true light Christ our God. Ask, Lord, on behalf of the human mercy in our souls, and forgive us our sins. O Virgin Mary, the Holy Spirit, give us the faithful advocate of all mankind. Intercede on our behalf of Christ, human world, that he may forgive us our sins. Hail to you, Virgin of Royal and True Queen, hail to the bride of races born to us, Emmanuel. We ask you to remember us, our faithful advocate, before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us all our sins. We exalt you, the Mother of True Life, glorify Saint Theotokos, who brought forth and to save the whole world. He came and saved our souls. Glory to you, Christ, the Master, King, the Father, the Apostles, the Crown of Martyrs, the joy of the righteous, the fervency of the churches, the forgiveness of sins, who proclaim the Holy Trinity and one God, who worship him, glorify him. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord bless them. Amen. We believe in one God, God the Father, Panto Creator, Creator of heaven and earth, from all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son of God, begotten the Father before all ages. Let our light, true God, begotten, not created, one instance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us man and for our salvation came. Therefore, I once encountered the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and became man, who was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered, was buried the third day, rose from the night, according to the Scriptures, ascended to heaven, sits to the right hand of his Father, is coming again, his glory, just living and dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father, the Son, his worship, glorified, who spoke with the prophets, one holy Catholic, apostolic church. We confess our baptism, the remission of sins, we look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the East to come. Amen. O Lord, hear us, have mercy on us, and forgive us our sins. Amen. Kyrie eleison, Lord of mercy. Kyrie eleison, have mercy, O Lord. Kyrie eleison, hear us and have mercy. Kyrie eleison, Lord of mercy. Kyrie eleison, have mercy, O Lord. Kyrie eleison, hear us and have mercy. Kyrie eleison, Lord of mercy. Kyrie eleison, have mercy, O Lord. Kyrie eleison, hear us and have mercy. Kyrie eleison, hear us and have mercy. Kyrie eleison, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of Sabbath. Heaven and earth are full of glory and honor. Humble to God the Father Almighty. Holy Jesus, and mercy upon the Lord God of hosts, be with us. We are now helped by our prayers. God absolve me from this sins which did both of you. Let's just come in knowing and knowing. Let's go home and ask for this place. The Lord is going to trust with us. This is how the Lord be born in mercy of the Lord, and not according to our sins. Oh, let's go to faith and thank you. Our Father, who art in heaven, thy kingdom be in the earth. This is the way that we forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus, the Lord, who art in heaven, thy kingdom be in the earth. O Lord, all the sins we have committed against you in this day, whether in deed or in word or in thought or through any of our senses, please do forgive and pardon us for the sake of your holy name, O good Lord, lover of mankind. Grant us a peaceful night, O Lord, and sleep free of all worry and anxiety. Send us the guardian angel to protect us from all evil, from every affliction and temptation of the enemy. Through the grace and compassion and love of mankind of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is worthy to receive all glory and honor and power, which are also due to you, O Father, and the Holy Spirit, the life-giver of one essence with you, now and forever, and until the end of all ages. Amen. Have mercy upon us, O God, the Father, the Pentecostor. Have mercy upon us, O God, our Savior. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy. Upon us, who at all times and every hour is worshipped and glorified in heaven and earth. O Christ, our good Lord, is long suffering, abundant in mercy, full of compassion, loves the righteous, deserves mercy to sinners, among whom I am chief, who does not wish the death of the sinner, but rather to repent to live, who calls on man's salvation through the promise of forthcoming rewards. O Lord, accept our prayers at this hour and every hour, facilitate our lives, and guide us to act according to your commandments, sanctify our souls, cleanse our bodies, set our thoughts before our intentions, hear our sick and remember our sins, deliver us from every evil, grief, and anguish of heart. Surround us, Lord, by holy angels and archangels, that we may be guided and guarded by them to attain the union of the faith and the knowledge of your imperceptible and infinite glory. For you are blessed forever. Finally, O Lord, hear us through the intercession of our Mother, St. Mary, the Archangel Michael, and the Holy Seven Archangels, St. George, St. Anthony, St. Paul, and pray. St. Anna, Procurus, and all your angels and saints, those who cry to you, thankfully saying as children, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.